Blog Talk Radio.
Pussy pop the sticker.
pussy to this. Gather round for this town, let the gangsta twist. A real woman ain't a woman unless she weigh 250. Grime it, grit it, ass 650, I'm 50. Up and down like a roller coaster, dropping that ass. Fat girls in the house, you got to shake it, man. Drop that ass, bitch, girl, drop that ass, bumming. Drop that ass, bitch, girl, drop that ass. On your body, can you feel the fire, girl? It's time to get naughty. Coming to the bedroom so I can consume. You love the intoxicated, it fills the room. Now you're bumping and grinding and dipping with the tipping. Fat girl, just listen. This is what I'm spitting in the hot tub, relationship about to commence. In my box of drawers, eat lots of different strips. You know I like it doggy style. Bend over, put your legs behind your head now. Bust that ass with consistency. Hot sex on the platter, and it's all for me. Hot chocolate on your back, ice juice in my mouth. That's the way I put it. While I beat it up, they get enough. The bed is moving, fellatio is what we're doing. Missionary on the floor in the living room. And on the porch, brown eye about to bust it out. And then 20 minutes later, she said, put it in her mouth. Now it's 12:45, that's the lucky spot. Let me rub you with these oils, keep that ass hot. I want a fresh truck, booty, beach, copper, hip. My consistency is persistent while I suck and flip. I want a fatty girl with a crunch style with Gucci ring. Bling, bling, fat's gonna bring 9 inches of hard knots and dip shots for my black queen. You're the finest.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada once again. It is on and cracking. It is live after five with the Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? And this is how we do it every day, Monday through Friday. But lately, I've been kind of backing up off of the interviews and everything. I want to kind of give y'all the best interviews that I can give. So I've been kind of going through it, you know, one day, every other day and everything like that, because I want to find the best people to interview. You just can't interview every damn body. Every damn body don't deserve a damn interview, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But tonight, you know, it's Friday night. And on Friday nights, you know, we do our unsigned artist spotlight, you know what I'm saying? And this is where we get an unsigned artist that's out here doing their damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And we bring them on the show, we interview them and see just what they're doing, what they're about to do, what they're thinking about doing, what they're going to do, what they almost did, and all that other shit like that there. So tonight we are interviewing, and I am so excited about this interview. I don't know if y'all have seen this man around Facebook, around the social media, but tonight we interview my man, Brian St. Laz Johnston, okay, all right, he's out of New York, he's doing the damn thing in New York. I've been following this man on Facebook for a while, you know what I'm saying, and seeing what he's doing. I've been seeing his videos on World Star and all of that, you know what I'm saying, so we're going to bring him on the show tonight to kind of you know, kind of sprinkle the game, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of you MCs and a lot of you artists out there that don't know half of the shit that's going on in the game or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just hitting and missing, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, let me give you a little bit of his background. You know, he got the In Too Deep Part 2 hosted by St. Laz, all right? This guy has done collaborations with Deja Loaf, all right? Young Hoodie, all right? Busta Rhymes, Sean Price, okay? He got shit with Cassidy, Ghostface Killer, you know what I'm saying? Fatboy Izzo, you know what I mean? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I even see a collaboration here with Scarface, G-Unit, 50 Cent. Now, my thing is what I'm going to ask him, and I'm going to say this for when I asked him, is because a lot of you artists, y'all pay for collaborations. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get out here and y'all hit the majors off and this, that, and the other. You know, Too Short was running around Vegas doing collabs for like $2,100 an ounce of weed. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. That him and Spice One. You know what I'm saying? Much love to them. Them my niggas. You know what I mean? We roll tight. But what I want to find out is the artist that's making so much noise to where the major is asking him, yo, let's do a song together. So we're going to get into that interview in just a little bit, but also it's been a busy week. I don't know how y'all week has been. My week has been somewhat exciting and everything like that. I hooked up with one of the most prominent and important BBWs in the game. I want to give a big, big shout out, fat ass shout out to my friend Christy Love. I want to give her a big shout out. I talked to her the other day. She schooled me on so much of the game, of the BBW game. Now, you know, they call me the king of the BBWs out here on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the one that puts you on a pedestal. I pay homage. I give respect. You know what I'm saying? I do what a man is supposed to do with a BBW woman. You know what I mean? And that's in the bedroom and out of the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. You know, you got to know how to treat these women. You got to know how to talk to them. You got to know how to make them feel comfortable. A lot of you men and a lot of you ladies don't know how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna bring her on Monday, and it's going to be all about Christy Love Monday. You know what I'm saying? I done already found a name for it. Boy, I'm a poet and don't even fucking know it and shit. But it's going to be all about Christy Love Monday, and she's going to school us in BBW etiquette. She's gonna school all of us. She's gonna really school you ladies in BBW etiquette. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, I had was talking to a young lady. I had seen her and hit her up and hit up her manager and this, that, and the other. Why do you people get managers and all of that stuff if you can't return phone calls? Now, I was supposed to be interviewing this young lady tonight, but obviously she's too busy for exposure and for a radio interview. So, you know, so I just scratched her off the list. But this is one of the things that, you know, Miss Love was telling me about. You know what I'm saying? We got to be professional in 2016. A lot of the clients don't want to deal with unprofessional-ass women. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really enjoyed the conversation that me and her had together and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she taught me so much, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I mean, we was getting it in. She was telling me about stuff, telling me about things that I really didn't even know that's been going on in the game. So big shout out to Christy Love. She's doing her reality show. I just love her reality show. You know what I'm saying? Because she be jacking that little skinny ass woman up and shit. She be like, don't be bringing that shit in here and everything. You know I ain't gonna eat that shit. Boy, I swear, my black women ain't afraid to tell it like a T.I. is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love her ass so much. You know what I'm saying? And she's gonna be on the show. You know what I mean? And she's gonna be giving up some guidance and some class. Just like today, I made a post. It's all about class. It's not about ass. You know what I'm saying? So all my big girls, big shout out to all my big girls that's listening right now. Everybody that's listening over in Africa and South Korea, big shout out to my girl Mary Jane Taboda that's always listening to me in the Philippines. That little lady, boy, she be rocking with the fat man, boy. She be listening to me and she just be laughing and everything. She be like, fat man, I hear you. I hear you and everything. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, y'all, you know, it has been a lovely week. I can't complain. I'm getting back in the gym. I'm getting myself back together and getting myself back out here in the streets. Of course, you know, it goes down Friday and Saturday night. Larry's Villa, hosted by your boy, the Fat Man. Big shout out to my man, DJ Amaze. You know what I'm saying? One of the Shadyville DJs, Def Jam DJs. You know what I'm saying? You know your boy be out here rolling, and we be doing it real big. And so we even got us a strip club now. You know what I'm saying? And we letting the girls do the damn thing. But spring break, I got a real big surprise for all my chasers out there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just sit tight, sit back. You know what I'm saying? And ride with your boy, the Fat Man, you know what I mean? And right now, you know, like I said, you know, we're going to be interviewing my man, St. Laz, you know what I'm saying? And he should be calling in any minute now. But it's all good, though, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all, you know, we coming live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, you know, we got the AVN Awards going on out here. I went and checked it out yesterday, you know what I'm saying? They got all the big girls, you know, the AVN Awards, they done finally gave big girl, you know, our big girls, they done finally gave her my own section, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the big girls is walking around and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, ladies, sometimes it's a time and a place for everything to hang out, and then again, it's a time and a place, you know, there's certain situations to where you got to tuck all of that in, baby. You know what I'm saying? They just walking around the Hard Rock. You know what I'm saying? Titties and asses everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I talked to my man Byron Long. You know what I mean? I'm just out there kicking it with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Getting some interviews and getting some advice and this, that, and the other. Because, of course, everybody know me in the game. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know Fat Man out here on the West Coast, and you ain't West Coasting, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't heard of Fat Man, you know, overseas, then you ain't in the game. You ain't a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? You a dog trying to catch a bone in the game. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all. You know, we are here live and direct. Like I said, tonight is our unsigned artist spotlight with my man St. Laz. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get him to call in just a second. I need him to hit me up on the phone. Of course, big shout out to my girl, Christy Love. She rolling with me and everything like that. That is the finest girl. Boy, I can't stop talking about her. That woman is fine, boy. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I'd be like, sweetie, I just want to cook you dinner. You can smother me in gravy. Just smother me in gravy and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We about to pay some bills, and we going to be right back. Here's another ditty from your boy, the Fat Man. It's called I Like the Girls, y'all, here on WPHAT Jam Radio Live After 5 with the Fat Man, y'all. Let's go.
I never have to scare you, I make for the beat. I like the girl.
like a fat girl, butt naked and pearl. In between the sheets while we sweat out your present girl. Big girls with big butts, make a big buck. Butt naked in the cut, busting that ass in the morning twice a night. Hot sex in the shower, put a pussy inside. Or push a butter cushion, eat the pussy like pudding. Whipped cream, strawberries on the top, think I wouldn't. I love you like good food. I'm politicking for your chicken, cause you think I'm licking food. Cause I like the girl. A real motherfucking chick with a pistol grip, full-figured models, with bodies like 40 bottles, a gangster bitch, and not a role model. I want a fat girl that'll be by my side, kiss my fat head and tell me everything'll be alright. Full-figured, chocolate-coated lust for me. It's not your booty, it's your beauty and your soul I see. Cause I like the girl.
Girls, I like them big. I like them short and big. I like them big and wide. I like them wide and tall. You know what I'm saying? I like them just right for dipping. You know, big girls is good for dipping in sauce. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. But it's all good, though, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man back over here, you know, coming to you live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So we just doing it real big. I'm sitting here politicking with my girl Christy Love. Big shout out to her. She's out there doing it real big out there in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all look for her because she got a lot of stuff going on and everything like that. And she don't even know. She don't even know that I made a rap song about her and her show. She don't even know that. I haven't even given her the song yet and everything because I wanted to be just right when I do hand it to her and give it to her. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get into this unsigned artist spotlight. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor and a privilege for me to have this man on the show. You know what I'm saying? When I hit him up and when I asked him to come on the show, he was like, yeah, you know, no problem. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I've been following this man's career. He don't even know it, but I've been following this man's career because I kept seeing all the stuff that he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I got a lot of love for my artists out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I am an artist myself. You know what I'm saying? And artists, some artists don't believe that sometimes there are other ways of getting money out of this entertainment industry. Everybody isn't made to be a Jay-Z and stand up on front of the stage and millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I got into the game because I had a show. I had what they call a niche, and that's my big girls. I roll with the full-figure plus-size industry. Whenever I go to a show, I show up with 15, 20 big girls, and we shut it down. We buy up all the chicken wings and shit and all the liquor. We buy out the bar and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's gravy and sausage shit all over the fucking table and everything. But that was just my niche. You know what I'm saying? And I took it and I ran with it. I was the only artist out here that weighed over 400 pounds that got up on stage in a full-length suit. I had a suit, tie, gaiters, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So when I seen this brother and he was doing this thing, it caught my eye because he had a niche, which was just straight on, outright, just it's like guerrilla. We call it, back on the East Coast, we call it guerrilla marketing. Okay, guerrilla marketing 101. If you're not in with the guerrilla marketing, and that means you're going out hitting everything front, back, side to side, and you're hitting everything. Anything that you could put a sticker or a flyer on, that's what the fuck we was doing out there in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And we learned a lot of our hustle, we learned a lot of our music and everything from New York. Everything that trickled down from New York, we got it. When Criminal Minded first leaked out on a fucking mixtape, on a cassette tape, Detroit got it. When Wu-Tang was doing their shit and they was doing their shit on the DVDs, on the videos, before VHS, that's back when VHS tapes was out. We got this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I got much, 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 much respect for New York, mad respect for New York. And so with no further ado, here, I'm about to bring this man to the radio right now, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to introduce to you my boy, Brian St. Laz Johnson. What's up, player?
What's good, my bro? What's good?
Man, what's good, man? It's you, man. I just want to thank you for giving me this interview, man. It is an honor and a privilege. Trust me, it is.
No question. It's always an honor for me as well.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, man. I kind of you know, read your background. You know, of the majors that you've dealt with and you collabed with, man. Kind of introduce yourself to everybody, man. Let them know who you be.
I'm St. Laz, man. I mean, independent artist from out of Brownsville, Brooklyn. Let me know if you echoing, man, because I got you on the speaker. I don't want to be echoing out. I'm echoing?
Oh no, you good. You coming in loud and clear.
Alright. That's what's up. But yeah, man, St. Laz, aka Liggy Smalls, Brownsville, Brooklyn. Just an independent rapper, grinder, filmmaker. I got my hands into a lot of things, man.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I see what you're doing. How long you been in the game, man?
Man, I've been in the game for as long as I can remember, man. Like, I mean, I came home out the penitentiary in like 99-2000, and I just started making music, man, going in the studio and making that music.
I
really got serious about it at around 2005, 2006, though, man. I was horse playing for a little while. I really didn't have any ideas on how to get my music out there, seen on a big scale. So basically, at around 2005, 2006, I started really pushing.
Okay. I see you got tracks with what's his name, Joy Ortiz, and things like that. I mean, these cats that you got tracks with, man, did these cats come to you? And this is something that I need for you to explain to the artists that's listening and everything like that. Did these cats come to you, or did you solicit to these cats?
I got features with so many different dudes. It's like some dudes I got songs with just out of a mutual respect.
Okay.
Like, they know me and I know them. Some dudes I just did straight business with and broke bread with them because I'm a businessman in this game, and I make money off of this shit, and I ain't never afraid to spend some money on my own career. You feel what I'm saying? So some dudes I just ran down on with cash money and did business with. Joel Ortiz, he came to my crib when I used to have a studio in the projects and Dykeman projects and shit. Son came through to the lab. You understand what I'm saying? And we banged out the track right there in my crib. Like, that's when I had a studio in my bedroom, basically. You understand what I'm saying? And we banged that joint out. Know what I mean?
Right.
I get a collab.
Okay.
Yeah, like a lot of dudes reached out at me for collabs, and I reached out at dudes for collabs the same way.
Okay, okay, okay. But they reached out to you because of your grind, am I right?
Yeah, those that reached out to me, they reached out to me because they saw that I was relentless with this rap shit. Like, my grind was relentless, and they had to respect it.
Okay, 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 okay. Cause I noticed, you know, a lot of cats, you know, they be talking about, well, you know, I'm trying to do this, and I got this on my mixtape, and this and the other, and everything like that. And it's kind of like, okay, then, and I'm pretty sure you know this. It's a difference in getting a A1 verse or getting a verse that he's just gonna step up in the booth and spit because you're not doing proper business. Am I right or wrong?
What you mean as far as dudes what? Using recycled verses or verses that been out already, you mean?
Well, you know, it was like, you know, like for instance, you know, it was a couple of times I was out here with my man, with my man Short and Spice, and it's like, you know, cats said to be like, well, yo, man, I'm trying to blah, 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 blah. Ain't really got the money, don't really have the cheese and the bread to spend on theyself or invest in theyself. So they get a cheese and bread type of verse from the artist.
Yeah, that happens, man. Like, you get what you pay for in this game. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I tell dudes all the time, like, I could get collabs from a bunch of people if I stress the issue, but you know, when you get those favor collabs, they don't never really be as hot as the collabs that you do straight business with. Because you got to remember, these rappers is regular dudes like me and you. They got kids and bills and mortgages and car notes like me and you. You feel what I'm saying? So they want to work, but when you helping them with their financial situation, they gonna put their best work in. That's how I am. When somebody pay me to do something, I put my foot into it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Right. I feel exactly what you're saying. Now, as far as, now, I know you out there, you know, where the game's jumping off at and this and the other. Do you feel like the game is being watered down lately? Do you feel like that artists aren't giving the full 100% like they could? Do you think we half-assing in this game now?
I mean, I feel like, you know, the rap game is the blind leading the blind right now. Like, you know, the game has been dumbed down because we got a lot of dumb leaders in this rap shit. Like, we got a lot of dumb leaders and a lot of selfish leaders in this rap shit that, like, the overall quality of the culture is not really their main concern. The game has just turned into just, like, a cash cow for whoever could get rich in it. Is every man for themselves, and dudes forgot what we really started this shit for, where this shit really came from, and what it's really about.
Right.
Like, this shit is a voice for the people, like a voice for the, you know what I mean? A voice for the people. It started off as a voice for the ghetto people, and then it turned into a worldwide voice. You feel me? But you have those artists, and you got people that they in it for the wrong reasons, man. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They just in it for monetary gain, and anytime something becomes capitalist, like just about capitalism, it becomes evil. You feel me? So it's like we're going through a stage of the game right now where, it's, you know, shit is kind of, we kind of in the dark ages of the game.
Yeah, okay. And now, leading up to that, because you just opened up the door for my next question. Leading up to that, do you, and my personal feeling about it is, I don't think that cats from New York, nor the cats in New York City, Manhattan, the Bronx, you know what I'm saying, and all that, is getting their just desserts of being pioneers of this hip-hop and rap game, because this is where it all started from. Am I right or wrong?
You're right, man. You're right. And, you know, it's seasons to the game. Like, you feel me? I can't get mad when other coasts and other cities is getting a shine on and running the game, because New York ran the game for a long time. But I do feel like the New York rap leaders that we have, they're not really taking the responsibility of making sure that New York stays in the game heavy. Like, they're just doing them and that's it. Like we don't, it's not like, you know, I hate to sound cliche, but South artists and stuff like that, they try to keep their torch lit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By any way they can, they try to keep their torch lit. Like, New York, this is a cutthroat city where it's 2 million rappers around every corner. So in New York, it's like the game. We started it here, so we appreciate it the least. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we appreciate things gained with little FFO, little esteem. Like, we've been had hip-hop. Other places in other parts of the world, they cherish hip-hop. Because it's new and fresh to them. To us in New York City, we had this shit for so long. It's like we ran through this shit. Like, so we need a breath of fresh air in New York City, man, to change the climate of the game.
Okay. Now, do you think that's going to be? Do you think that breath of fresh air is a new artist or just a new approach to the game?
Yo, man, that's a good question. It could be a new artist, or it could just be something that happens in New York that you, in this game is full of surprises, man. We don't know what we're going to wake up to tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just going to take a change. Let's just hope it doesn't have to be tragic. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, tragedy is the only thing that could wake people up, man.
I agree with you about that. Now, since you spoke on tragedy, and don't hope is nothing tragic that's going to happen, because we are losing a lot of our rappers. People don't know, but we've lost a lot of great talent. I mean, Big L, Heavy D, you know what I'm saying, Biggie. You know, I don't know if Tupac is dead or not. They say they seen that nigga at the corner store yesterday and shit. I'm not sure and everything, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we've lost a lot of talent. And what makes it so bad, man, it came from New York and everything. Yep. So I guess the question that I'm asking you now is, do you think that's the reason why New York, because New York took a big hit, man, when we lost them people.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, the rap game took a big hit when we lost Pac, because, like, we lost – that was, like, our prophet. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The prophet of hip-hop.
Right.
Like, we lost him, and then, you know, I feel like Sun died in vain. Like, I feel like Pac died – well, not in totality, but I feel like a lot of dudes didn't learn from Pac's death. Like, I feel like Pac sacrificed his life so we could not make those same mistakes, and we still making those same mistakes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still doing the same shit.
I agree,
you feel
with
me?
You. Yeah,
but,
I agree with you.
Yeah, man. So it's like we ain't never been the same since Pac and Big. And then Big was a dude that just had morals and ethics. That, you feel what I'm saying? He put his team on. He took care of his team. He repped his hood. He spread that love. He made sure everybody felt like they was successful when he was successful. When we lost Big, we lost that shit too. We lost that feeling of everybody shining, that equality feeling. Like, Big dealt with equality. Like, I mean, a lot of dudes run around and claim to rep Big and shit like that, but they don't deal with that type of equality that B.I.G. dealt with. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. You're right. You said these dudes is frauds, man, and everything. So, what happened to, like, you know, who was that? Whatever happened to the Mash Out Posse? Whatever happened to M.O.P.? Whatever happened to MCAT?
They still banging. They just dropped a single that's fire with Mano. A joint called Brooklyn. I think it's called Brooklyn. They just dropped a video for that. That shit is fire. Like, they from my part of the town. Like, they from Brownsville, Brooklyn. They from up the hill. I'm from down the hill. But we all from Brownsville. Like, you understand what I'm saying? But they still be banging. But, you know, dudes like them, they get overlooked. And they may be the most underrated rap group of all time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
they put out
so many classic albums. It's ridiculous. Like, if you go back and listen to some of the albums, the lyricism, the concepts, the beats, everything, straight five mic material, and they was overlooked and underrated with a lot of shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, they were.
And that's how fucked up the game is, man. It's like the realest shit goes overlooked.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I agree with you on that. They were very, very, very overlooked when when they had that song Annie Up was just off the chain, man. If that didn't get the club started, you know what I'm saying, I got you hyped before you got up on stage, man, I don't know what is. Now when you now you say it's a lot of cats are being overrated, man. Do you think the lyricism of the music is watered down? Because I remember when we had cats like Rakim who came out and just a freestyle of a 16 was cold as fuck coming from him. Do you think cats got that hunger still?
Man, I mean, you got dudes like me that still got that hunger, but the lyricism, like what's expected as far as lyricism in this game right now, is pitiful, man. Like, it's pitiful. Like, it's like I say it all the time, trash is the new hot. It's like, if you're trash now, if you're trash lyrically, the streets feel you. I don't know what happened. Like, tables turn.
Yeah.
It used to be when you was nice, they'd put you on their shoulders and carry you out the arena. Now
right.
It's like, when you are not underground. You know what I mean? So it's,
okay.
Like, it's crazy. Or old school. Like, people done equated being nice lyrically with being old school.
Yeah. You're right. You're definitely right and everything. Because I honestly forget, people forget. I mean, not me forget, but I honestly think people forget where everything originated from. I don't think people are giving their all into it. Now, what I want to ask you about, because I see you do writing. You'll write for other artists. I see you do writing for other artists. How do you feel about these cats that's getting these ghostwriters that's locked up to write for them, and then when the guy gets out of jail, then now your secret is blown because he's been writing for you, and you've been copying these lyrics from this cat that's been locked up for so many years. Now on a fluke, he get out. Now he out.
Now real. I wrote rhymes. Stomach the success of somebody else that doesn't write no rhymes. Like, you feel me? Like, that's
okay.
Not being a hater. That's being real. Like, I put in a lot of pen work. I literally wrote thousands of verses. So when I hear about dudes, like, it's been ghostwriting has been going on since the beginning of time. I'm not stupid. Like, some of our biggest,
right.
our greatest songs that we love, like we saw with the NWA movie, Ice Cube was writing basically everything for Eazy-E at one point in time, and Dr. Dre and whoever else. But you know, and I loved Eazy-E and NWA, so you feel me? I would never change that or take that back. That's the way they was getting down. But nowadays, it's like you could just straight buy your success. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you could just pay
right.
a ghostwriter, pay off radio, pay off, and then you on. Like, so I can't really respect a dude's success. And then if you don't write your own rhymes, like if you don't write rhymes and you keeping it funky saying, yo, I don't write, it's just a business to me, I could half respect that. But
okay.
if you running around calling yourself nice and I'm the best and all of this crazy shit and secretly you don't write none of that shit, then you're the cause of this, of people comparing this rap shit to wrestling. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying? It's like,
okay.
it got to be a level of realness with this shit, man. You understand what I'm saying? It can't be all fake. You smell me?
Right. Yeah, I do.
Like,
I do.
The Drakes and the, you understand what I'm saying? These dudes that don't really like, I thought Drake wrote rhymes. Like, you feel me? I was labeling Drake as one of the best writers in the game. I was like, I said, this nigga nasty. Like, I thought he was nasty, but it's like, that's a slap in the face to dudes like me that just been doing this shit crazy. Like, sitting down doing
yeah.
this shit the hard way. These niggas taking the easy route and then they shining like, I'm good. I'm in the hood, my nigga. I'm in the hood where it's crack dealers and gun blazers. You feel what I'm saying? So it's
right,
like,
right.
and I do this shit the hard way. Like, so I take that shit personal. I take
yeah,
that shit
I
personal.
I do too. I used to tell artists, you know what I'm saying, when we would get in the studio, I used to be like, well, no, man, I when we play the track, that's when you write to it. You know what I'm saying? You sit down, you write to it, and this, that, and the other. When you get your 16, you go in the booth, and you crack that shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, You know, you get a lot of cats that want to go home and write. They can't write on the spot. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could probably name a few cats that you could take in the studio, and they'll hear the track, and it's like, oh, man, hand me a pen and paper and this, that, and the other, you know, and they'll get busy and everything like that. Now this is a question that I've been wanting to ask a New York MC. When you guys go in there and record, do you write this shit out, or is it already computed upstairs in your brain? Because everybody thinks they Jay-Z and can just go in and spit something. People got to realize Jay-Z don't smoke, Jay-Z don't drink. That motherfucker has a photogenic memory. He can go in and spit shit. He could spit a freestyle and then spit it the same way he did just a few minutes ago because his mind is not cloudy. Now, do you know anybody? Can you clarify that?
I mean,
you know, as far
I could write it. It's really, I'm gonna keep it real with you, man. The writing in your head is overrated because all it really is have good memory. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like it's not like dudes got some type of special skill, because it's the same thing. Like, I write those bars in my head too, and then I jot them down in my phone because I smoke a lot of weed. You understand what I'm saying? But it's verses on tracks and songs that I've just straight written in my head just to prove to myself that it's really nothing and I could do it. But regularly and normally, I just write my rhymes, like the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I just write my rhymes. And if the rhyme is brand new, then I may not even have it on cap yet, and I may have to spit that off of my phone or spit that off of some paper back in the days. But if the rhyme is on, if it's a rhyme I wrote a little while ago, I might have practiced it a few times, and I got it on cap, and I'm ready to go. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Because, man, you know, I'm down here in Vegas, which is a melting pot, so I get a little bit of everybody from everywhere, you know, and you get the cats, you know, to come from up there, from up east, and they be like, nah, man, just put me in the booth and put a microphone in front of me, you know what I'm saying? And you can tell when a joker is really coming off the top of the dome, or if he didn't, that's some shit he didn't wrote. Because I look at him in a minute and go, you know, I look at him and tell him, dude, you wrote that. No, man, I just spit that just then. I said, okay,
now,
man, well, I'll tell you what, go back in and spit it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not the type of dude.
Yeah, I'll never say that something is freestyle that's written. Like, I'm not the greatest at freestyling. You understand what I'm saying? Like, freestyling is an art within itself. Like, I know dudes that they don't write at all. They just freestyle, and, you know, they do good. They hold their own with freestyling. Me, I've always been a writer in general. Like, I write TV, I write movies, I write shit. So I'm a writer. I love the art of pen and pad. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I love to see what was on my mind. Like, I love to see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
That's what I'm talking about. So what do you think the game needs today that it's missing? Because the game is missing something.
Man, the game is missing a bunch of shit, man. You understand what I'm saying? The game is missing a bunch of shit. But overall, man, it's just a leader, man. We need a new leader. Like, rap really doesn't have a leader right now. There's nobody saying, like, taking that, speaking up and saying, like, I'm the leader of this shit, and I'm a leader since and that's how Pac was on it. Like, Pac was on some, I got us. I got all of us. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like that no more, man. So that's what's really needed, man. A dude to come along with some morals, man. You feel me? And most of the time, I feel like that's me. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like if I ever get the shot that I really need, or the money, because I don't even need the shot. I just need the money. Once I get the money, I can do it myself. You feel what I'm saying? But if I ever get the shot that I really need, like, I may very well leave this rap game in a whole nother direction.
Okay, right.
We need somebody with knowledge of self to take over the game, man. You feel what I'm saying? We need somebody that got a head.
Right. Now, one thing I noticed that you do, and I don't. And it seems like I don't know why other artists don't catch on to this and everything like that. The one thing that I see you do is I see you work your social media. How important is that to an up and coming artist and working his social media? Hello. Did I lose you? I don't know. I think I might have lost him. Yeah, I think the call dropped. He'll call right back. Well, yo, listen, everybody. That's my man, St. Laz, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The call dropped and everything. And he going to call right back in just a little bit, y'all. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back with more of my man, St. Laz, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's dropping some knowledge. You know what I mean? So we're going to be right back, y'all. All right? All right, dude.
I'm fucking with the homies. I'm fucking with the homies. My mama told me never go wild at the nine. Fuck that time, cause I had me a nine. Watch the homie cook that zone in the kitchen. 357 with a nose like Pippin. I always ask, can I go to my granny house? It's easier to sell them bags out the candy house. I never got time for my bitch cause I'm gone. Out with the homie, so she think I'm doing wrong. She say be careful cause they might hit you up. I'm looking at this bitch like I don't give a fuck. Burner on my hip, yeah, the life of a thug. All my homies bang, I just wanna sell drugs. My homie locked up, pops a nigga in the room. The way the shit going, shit, I might see him soon. Rubber grip, hollow tip, 4-4 man. Brains out of pocket, make him look like it's red. I'm fucking with the homies. Ain't got time for a bitch. 39 in a clip. I'm fucking with the homies. My bitch trying to stress me out. I'm about to leave, bitch, let me out. I'm fucking with the homies. Turning up on the block. Get harassed by the cop. I'm fucking with the homies. Ride for my niggas. Die for my niggas.
I'm fucking with the homies and I'm lucky to be alive cause Palmer Blocks try to dome me. I got this 90-inch Sony, selling this bitch for half off. Who fucking with the homies? Chilling with the Brodies, blowing on his Dodie at the park, whipping on these YGs like Jody. 554, see the block if you know me. I was in the bounty jail with Monster Cody, fresh out, hit the Avalon. Red khakis on, then I took the burner to get a burger from Marathon. Red Bull jersey, wore that motherfucker to an all-crip school, and I'd be damned if I ain't wear a home. Fat red laces and Saucony's, got jumped by the track new, fucking with the homies. Fuck. I got my whole hood tatted, who we busting at tonight? It don't matter, cause I'm fucking with the homies.
Ain't got time for a bitch, 39 in a clip. I'm fucking with the homies. My bitch trying to stress me out, I'm about to leave, bitch, let me out. I'm fucking with the homies. Turning up on the block, get harassed by the cop. I'm fucking with the homies. Ride for my niggas, die for my niggas,
Yeah, y'all, that's your boy Fat Man. We back once again, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know. We trying to get my man St. Laz back. And like he was saying, you know, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? But you know, you gotta get your game up in this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all the way around, you know, from the plus size industry down to the music industry. All of this goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, my dancers are big girls. You know, when I'm up on stage, my dancers are big girls. When I go to the club, you know, my street team is plus size women and everything like that. Why? Because they catch an eye. When they walk into a room, they demand attention. They command attention. Demand and command are two different things, and they command attention. You know what I'm saying? This is the reason why we're going to talk to Miss Christy Love Monday, and it's going to be the Christy Love Show, because it's going to be all about her and getting a lot of the untold stories and a lot of these so-called myths. We're gonna squash a lot of this, you know what I'm saying, and get down to the meat and potatoes of what's really going on in the industry. I really appreciate my man St. Laz coming on here and really keeping it 600 about what's going on in the industry, because a lot of these guys get it twisted about what to do, how to go about it and everything. They're not handing out any record deals no more. You know what I'm saying? You got to work your social media. They're not handing out any record deals anymore. They're not giving away, you know what I'm saying, P&D press, you know, pressing P&D deals, you know, which is press and distribute deals. They're not giving up those type of deals anymore. Now you got to pay to play. You know, you got to put your money where your mouth is. You got to be down with the click. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about all this Illuminati stuff and everything like that and everything. I got artists hitting me up talking about they wanted me to sell my soul to the devil and this, that, and the other. The only person that can make you sell your soul to the devil is your damn self. You know what I'm saying? You know, people need to stay in their own motherfucking lane, actually, because you can't emulate or you can't duplicate what you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that I'm going to ask him when he comes back. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know, you have to create your own destiny and you have to walk your own path. You know what I'm saying? That's why they tell you, yeah, well, if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk too. Yes, that is so, so very true. You have to do that these days because no one is really taking the rap game seriously like they was when rap game first came out. No one is really taking plus size modeling like they are now when the plus size model game came out. When plus size models came out, they were a joke. People laughed at the big girls. People laughed at the girls, whether they was white or black or whatever. They embraced the white girl, but they laughed at the black girl. They laughed at the Hispanic girl. They laughed at the Latina, you know, and everything. They laughed at the Mexican girl that was plus size and wanted to get into modeling. And 99% of them was probably looking better than the white girl anyway. Y'all know me. I play devil's advocate on here. I call a spade. I call it what it is, and I keep the 600. You know what I'm saying? So we got to start taking this stuff very, very seriously, people. You got to start taking your career very, very seriously, because if you don't take your career seriously, how do you expect me, Fat Man, to want you to be on my show, point you in the direction you need to go in? How do you expect me to take you seriously? And that's what it's all about, taking you seriously. Y'all, we about to take another break. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what's going on. It's going to go down in the DM. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, DJ Amaze, all my DJs out there, Shadyville in the building. Let's go.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him.
Down.
Snapchat me that pussy. FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool.
Woo.
Boy, my DM poppin',
poppin'.
My DM just caught a body.
Boom.
I got celebs in the DM.
Boom.
They're breaking news if they see them.
Boom.
But nah, we don't do no talkin'.
We don't do no talkin'.
We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck niggas.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I love the gram.
I love the gram.
I'm addicted to it. I know I am.
I know I am.
And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down. go down in the DM.
It go down,
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that pussy. Move.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down,
it go down in the DM.
It go down,
I tell
it go down.
Yeah, 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 you got your boy Fat Man back up in here, y'all. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all know how it is. It goes down in the DM. Y'all already know. Well, we got my man back on the phone right now. You know what I'm saying? He ran into some technical difficulties and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we got him back on the phone. Yo, yo, Lash, you there?
Yo, what's good, my bro?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, listen, the last thing that I was asking you was that do you think that artists is using their social media effectively these days?
Man, it's like you're a fool if you're not using social media right now. And pardon me, man, because I'm kind of like in a mall and shit, so it's kind of
right.
Noisy, maybe. You understand?
Right. Well, you said you were shooting another video for Worldstar tonight, so it's all good. It's all good, bro. But you know, you go to. Well, I lost him again. It's all good, though. We doing it real big, y'all. You know what I'm saying? He's out there doing a video for Worldstar, and he's also trying to talk to me and everything at the same time, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So, you know, but like he said, you know, you're a fool if you're not using your social media right now. Social media is the most important piece of it's like your arm. You know, if you lose your arm, you know, then you're a one-arm bandit. You got to start learning how to do things one-handed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to use your social media. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the music out there. You know, just like when I was talking to, of course, once again, my friend Christy Love, you know, she's telling me how the ladies aren't utilizing social media. You know what I'm saying? You're being lazy about it. You're not booking your clients properly. Or in our cases, we're not booking our shows properly. In our industry, we're dealing with cats that don't even have their music copywritten. I'm pretty sure in Christy's industry, she's dealing with people and clients that don't have y'all gotta excuse me. I just got a new puppy and she's running around here chewing up on every damn thing, but it's all good though. But just like you said, I'm pretty sure she deals with clients that don't have their proper paperwork and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we all deal with a little bit of everything in our industries and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just to be able to overcome it. That's what it is. You have to stay strong. You have to stay focused. You have to stay steadfast. And you definitely have to stay prayerful. A lot of times you have to step out on faith when you're doing certain things and when you're heading towards, you looking to a journey to go towards and everything and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like I was saying, Laz, do you think people are utilizing their social media properly?
Man, I think a lot of people are sleeping on social media. I think if they do use it the correct way, they'll see that it's a whole bunch of free promotion available online.
Thank
where you.
You
don't even really need nobody no more. You could do this shit
exactly. Exactly. I've been noticing that myself. I don't think people really realize how many social network sites that there are that have been created. I know I'm up to 400 already.
Yeah, man.
You know,
it's out there, man. Twitter, Instagram. Even YouTube, like YouTube nowadays, a lot of people don't know. YouTube has YouTube is owned by Google, and they have a program called AdWords and AdSense, where basically you can legally pay for views. You can pay for real views on YouTube. You pay them, and they basically put promote your videos in major circles. Whereas anybody searching for anything hip hop, your shit comes up. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, it's paid views, but it's not fake views, because they give you a list and a chart of every single user that listened to your shit and where they from and everything. You understand what I'm saying? And watch your shit. So it's like, yo, you could literally, you could buy a million views right now on YouTube for $10,000.
Okay. Now, the one thing that I want to... does that whole, well, you say YouTube is doing it, because I remember when Cats was hacking the computers and upping their views and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because their videos wasn't getting that many hits. Is Cats still doing that shit today?
Yeah, man. You said you're talking about dudes paying for fake views?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of dudes, like, when every time I got a video on WorldStar, I got a bunch of dudes hitting me up, asking me, do I want to pay for views and stuff like that, and I'm on it like this. If you can't show me a graph of every single view that I had and where that view came from, I don't believe it. And if you can't show me likes, shares, and comments, because you can fake views, but you can't fake comments, shares, and likes. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that's what the views is really based on, shares and likes. So it's hard to fake that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel exactly. I feel exactly what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's one thing I want you to touch on. I know you think you're shooting another video for WorldStar tonight. Explain to people, what does WorldStar really look for? Because I'm pretty sure all these cats out here shooting these videos with these fucked up ass phones and shit like that there and everything. WorldStar wants a quality, professionally done video. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, you could put whatever you want on WorldStar, because WorldStar is kind of like, they're just a business. Like, WorldStar has become just a business. So it used to be like, you know, they was like, I guess, just about who was hot or whatever at one point, but WorldStar has got so big now that it's a business and it can't be unfair to people. Like, you could put whatever you want on WorldStar if you're paying. Some shit they post because they just want to post it, you understand? But like music videos and stuff like that, majority of the music videos you see on there, people paid to put those up there. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
They getting like 2 million hits a day, so you feel me? It's like they're bigger than television now.
Okay.
So it's like paying for ad space. It's like a company paying for ad space on a TV show with them.
Right.
Like, you pay for the ad space. You pay for that your video to go up there.
Right. So that goes full circle back to what you were saying about an artist investing in himself.
Yep, that's all it's about, man. That's the name of the game, man. Getting up that money and investing in yourself. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, I've been investing my own money in this shit for a long time, but, you know, I'm on the underground with it. I'm an independent artist. I can only get my hands on a certain amount of funds at a time without going to jail for the rest of my life. You feel what I'm saying? So
right. It's
like my hustle, and I really don't do nothing more than the music hustle. You feel what I'm saying? So it's rough for dudes like me. But you got other dudes out there, you know, they get that money however they get that money, and they put that shit into this rap game, and they come up. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I respect it. But it's like, I need to do the same shit. I need to come into some real big bread. When I come into some real big bread, I'm going to make a promotional move that's going to be colossal. That's going to push me over the top.
Okay. And that's really the name of the game, is self-investment and things like that, because I'm pretty sure out there, the days of record deals are over. Am I right?
Yeah, like, I mean, you may could land something if you selling millions of records already on your own, but, like, they not giving out record deals the way they used to back in the days. That shit is a dead issue. So it's like, if you want to be seen and heard, you better go hard. Like, it's the game so fucked up. Labels looking for rappers with money. They want you to bring money to the table nowadays instead of them cutting a check. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It's like,
yeah,
shit is hectic,
crazy,
man. The game that did a 360 flip, man. That shit is real rough nowadays for independent artists, man. So it's like, it's all about grind now. It's about who got that grind. If you ain't got that grind, you're not going to make it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Or money. Grind or that money.
Yeah, because it seems like that everybody that has been a one hit wonder or something like that, they're moving them to love and hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And what do you think? Well, how do you think about reality shows like that?
You said reality shows?
Yeah. How do you feel about reality shows like Love and Hip Hop? You know what I'm saying?
I haven't really sat down and watched too much like Love and Hip Hop and stuff like that, but I feel like those reality shows are excellent lanes, man. Excellent lanes to keep an artist putting money in his pocket. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you're an independent artist and you're not really, you starving in these streets, that reality show will pay your bills. You feel me? So I gotta respect it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, shit, I'm trying to land a reality show that's about some substance.
Right. I hear you, man. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Yo, y'all, like I said, man, you know, we sitting here talking to my man St. Laz, you know what I'm saying? He out there in the NY doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready to shoot another video for World Star, you know what I mean? And, you know, he been rocking with me, you know, from, you know, since I've been on the radio and stuff like that there, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that y'all hit him up on Facebook, get some of these collabs with him, you know what I'm saying? Collaborate with these cats, man. Y'all not politicking enough with these cats, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's just keeping it 100, you know what I'm saying? Actually, that's keeping it 600, you know what I'm saying? You got to politic with a lot of these artists to get to the next level. It's like playing chess, you know? You can only move so many directions in so many ways, you know what I'm saying? But what you're trying to do is you're trying to capture the queen, you know what I'm saying? Or you're trying to get kinged or whatever the hell you want to call it. That's what you're trying to do in this music game, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. If anybody want to talk to me, anybody want to say anything, I'm sorry, I haven't even given out my call number. You know, you can hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. We're going to take another break, and we're going to be right back with a closing of the show with my man, St. Laz, all right?
Hey, yo, what's up? Let's keep it real, son. Count that money, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, put the grants over there in the safe, because we spinning the Jackson. Real talk.
Washington's go to the kids.
You know how that goes.
Wifey don't run to Washington's no more.
Yo, visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Losing weight is much different than burning calories. Analyze it for yourself, do the analogy. That jealousy just might lead to a fatality. And my mentality is money orientated. I get the last laugh, it's funny, all of you hate it. As soon as you heard it was coming, all of you waited. Now you upset cause your honey already played it. Something must have got in us cause all of us turn to sinners. We could hop on a jet and the summer could turn to winter. Devil on your shoulder, he only trying to convince you. You don't feel it though till the moment they turn against you. Right now we ain't dealing with any feelings. Me and my villains will be somewhere stacking plenty millions. We keep it real and we still getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Long Island, what's good?
Life's a bitch, but this money make her smile at me though. In this era, life would be on a reality show. I see the vanity, but where did the morality go? You got that work, but you doing it for salary, ho. Let me paint this picture for you, art gallery flow. Give you food for thought, but it's low on calories though. See me in life, figuring out what my talents be, yo. And now it's red, green, cheese, Caesar salad to go. Isn't her everything, got a style on these hoes. We just natural born killers, Mickey Mallory, yo. Catch me driving through the lane, ain't no fouling me, yo. The cow on me, bro. Loaded up with jalapenos. That hot shit'll cool you off. Got that icy hot. My eyes open for them haters and them shicey thoughts. The funny thing, I get it free at the pricey spots. And the flick of the wrist got me in this icy watch. Because life's a bitch and then you die. That's why you get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high. Cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
One love. Rest in peace. Chinx Drugs. Niggas all talk, all square, all show. I be pimping these hoes, pimping these hoes.
it all day. Never go broke, no way. Broke pussy don't get my dick hard. I need a bitch get money like me. Had a real nigga fucked up, but I bounced back. Bounce back, yeah. Dollar sign, you could count on that. I'm on 4800, so I bought the Remy. I'm known for putting on in my city.
I take my time and I think I need about 20 racks in 1 week. You take your time, you always sleep. You ain't got no money, broke nigga, you cheap. Tell me how you getting to it. Tell me how you getting to it.
Y'all son of bitches is in for a treat. You talk about letting loose on these motherfuckers, Timbo. Don't kill these son of a bitches like that. Huh? You gonna go up in these niggas' grill like that for free? I'm talking about king stay king. How in the fuck can a king not stay a king when he was born one? Huh? That nigga's responsible for changing up the hi-hat on y'all niggas when y'all was used to that motherfucking electronic get down, touch your toes, and talk to your father any kind of way? No, nigga. What is he saying? Oh, I'm just Womack, nigga, a.k.a. Womatic Tracks, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Timbo the King, DJ Timmy Tim, back on the ones and twos. 2015, baby, about to be 2016. And what a good way to start it off.
Yeah, y'all, you got It's your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just want to thank my man, Brian St. Lass, for being on the show today. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to your boy, the Fat Man, coming live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back Monday, same time, same place, same station. But we will be back with the queen of fat, Miss Christy Love, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. I'm the Fat Man. I'm out of here, and I thank y'all for listening to Live After Five with the Fat Man, y'all. And I will talk to y'all later. Peace.
DatPiff.com world premiere.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
I'll be riding through the city, girl.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
I'll be riding through the city.
I'm in my hood all day.
I'm in my hood.
It's the gangsta way. You know my way.
You know my way.
Them boys don't play.
Oh, my niggas don't play.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
Scrolling through my city.
You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
Just rolling through my city.
I'm in my hood all day.
In my hood.
It's the gangsta way.
Oh, yeah.
You know my way.
You know my way.
Them boys don't play.
Oh, my niggas don't play. Oh, my niggas don't play.
Niggas say Hollywood. A nigga done made it. If I don't make it, I'ma call her on FaceTime. She gon' go crazy. I just want her ass up, face down. Yelling out, baby. Reppin' from my city, know they miss me. Been a while. Money ain't changed me. Whip it, then we flip it, hit up Nosh. Fuck what it costs. European whips, we be floss. Limp when I'm walking. Fuckin' with a boss.
You know. You know I'll be riding around the town and down the block.
I'll be riding around the town and down the block. I'll be riding through the city.
I'm in my hood all day.
I'm in my hood.
It's the gangsta way.